Welcome to my latest episode. The population of Earth is currently 7.6 billion people. We're adding roughly a net increase of 82 million people every year, and that's as of today. But that number has been decreasing. Just 4 years ago, we added 87 million people that year. And some studies out there say that we may reach a plateau of population growth by around 2075 or 2100. Now, some studies say we'll reach 10 billion people by 2050 and 11.2 billion people by the year 2100. Many of those same scientists think that the Earth is capable of supporting only around 10 billion. So, what happens when we exceed what the planet is able to sustain? What are we going to do? Now, the Brundtland Report for the World Commission on Environment and Development back in 1992 defined global sustainability as development which meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Today, we call it environmental sustainability, a state in which the demands placed on the environment can be met without reducing its capacity to allow all people to live well now and in the future. So here's some context. Those scientists that came up with the 10 billion people limit say that that number assumes that we can take the 3.5 billion acres of arable land and use it solely for grain production. Okay? That means we all have to become vegetarians. Sorry. Don't get me wrong, I do eat my vegetables, not as many as my doctor wish I did, but I also like my chicken and pork. Occasionally I like spaghetti with meat sauce, once in a rare while, a hamburger. I do like fish, but we're depleting that resource too. But don't worry, we won't run out of fish by 2048, like some people have plastered all over the internet. We are creating sustainable fisheries all over the world. Hold on, I digress. So why is sustainability important? Simply stated, our future depends on it. The importance of finding a sustainable future is rooted in three issues that are linked to one another. Number one, fossil fuel depletion. Number two, climate change due to CO2 emissions. And three, the increasing costs of energy and water. While these are specific, sustainability is a broad philosophy defined by core elements. And those are environmental protection, social development, and economic development. So supporting and creating a sustainable ecosystem must be first and foremost on our minds. Without it, the planet becomes unlivable. Next, human well-being and the well-being of society is also a part of what sustainability stands for. Human beings must have access to basic resources, their health being protected, and that they enjoy a good quality of life within a sustainable environment is critical. The third leg, if you will, of the sustainability philosophy is one of the most controversial elements, economic development. Economic development is nonetheless important for several reasons. First, sustainability without economic development just simply cannot succeed. In order to convince human beings and business to invest in their resources in sustainability, there must be incentives above and beyond the long-term advantages. Second, as described above, social development is also an important aspect of sustainability. And social development requires, among other things, economic resources. Sustainability is a necessity for mankind. You cannot sustain society without laws. That's a given. If society breaks down, it becomes a free-for-all. Sustainability is meaningless. So you see, the philosophy is sound. But again, I digress. Maybe we should be talking about planetary sustainability. Well, what's the difference? I think we should be talking about the space surrounding the planet. There are efforts all over the world to develop and launch technologies for off-world mining. Yes, the moon and asteroids for minerals and precious metals. That brings up other issues which are difficult not to mention here. In 1956, the first conversations over planetary protection took place. Those at NASA created and established policies and procedures to protect the planet. NASA says planetary protection is essential for several important reasons. to preserve our ability to study other worlds as they exist in their natural states, to avoid contamination that would obscure our ability to find life elsewhere, if it exists, and to ensure that we take prudent precautions to protect Earth's biosphere in case it does. Typically, planetary protection is divided into two major components. Forward contamination, which refers to the biological contamination of explored solar system bodies, and backward contamination, which refers to the biological contamination of Earth as a result of returned extraterrestrial samples. Every living organism requires a healthy supporting environment. For approximately the past 3.8 billion years, a wide variety of interdependent Earth systems have created an environment that sustains life. So lunar and asteroid mining is, of course, a concern and should be a part of the conversation when discussing planetary sustainability. But we all must consider orbital or space debris. The term orbital debris, as there are meteors and asteroids that orbit the sun, those are considered space debris. So therefore, the term orbital refers to man-made objects. There are more than 20,000 pieces of debris larger than a softball orbiting Earth. They travel at speeds up to 17,500 miles per hour, fast enough for a relatively small piece of orbital debris to damage or destroy a satellite or spacecraft. There are over 500,000 pieces of debris the size of a marble or larger. And there are many millions of pieces of debris that are so small they can't be tracked. The old saying of what goes up must come down applies. While space is a vacuum, it doesn't mean that microbes aren't floating around and are present on meteors, asteroids, and comets. And let's remember, the leading theory is water on Earth came from asteroids and comets. So if these objects come down to Earth, artificial, we're talking they could be contaminated, and that contamination can in turn contaminate our biosphere. But again, asteroids, meteorites have been hitting the Earth for billions of years and every day. So my opinion is sustainability is not just about feeding, clothing, and housing 7.8 billion people today and potentially 10 billion people in the year 2100. It's also about maintaining and protecting the only home we have, at least for now. So planetary sustainability is a must and is a conversation we all must have. Thank you for listening.